You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
So, I thought for the end of year, we could get a few of our regular Toilet of Hell writers on and columnists or whatever people call bloggers. And
jerks, assholes,
fucking losers. And to go through some of their favorite tracks of the year, not even necessarily off their favorite albums of the year, but just some tracks that may or may not be off their top 10 list, just to spice things up a bit. Because recording with Kit tomorrow, but I thought we could I'd ask you first, and I actually expected 5 or 6 tech songs, and you've really you've surprised me. And I'm like, hold on, I don't recognize any of these from Tech Day Thursday.
I did a Toilet Tuesday thing on Rollo Tomasi before that was actually out, and I think I did one on Yashira as well. But God, there's been so much good stuff that I haven't gotten to talk about at all this year yet. That
you're a man of many tastes.
Even
the Alkaloid track is not particularly tech. It's like the least technical Alkaloid track I think I've heard.
I think it's the least technical one they've written.
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
It doesn't even have any weird time changes or anything. It's pretty straightforward, but I don't know. I think it's my favorite one on that album.
See, I think I heard the whole album. I can't even remember now. I definitely jammed Malkuth Grimoire a fair bit, but that was what was that, 2015, 2014? Yeah. So it's been a while since I've heard them, but
I clicked play
and I'm like, hold on, is this the same Alkaloid? What the fuck is going on with this track?
Boy, I've got opinions on this album, and I could shout them for hours at anybody willing to listen.
go off, King.
Liquid Anatomy. I really like Malkuth Grimoire. That's one of my favorite prog death albums ever. And I know it only came out 3 years ago, but still, it's just so different from everything else out there. And I think that all five of those guys writing on it was the key component of what made it so good, because you had all these different weird styles coming together and made something greater than the sum of their parts.
Yeah, for once.
And now, and then Christian Münzner didn't write any of the music on this new one.
Oh.
And I don't think that he's necessarily the key piece of the band or anything, but just having that aspect of it pulled out, I don't know. I think it affected things a little bit, because the front half of the album I think is super, super good, and then the back half, it doesn't really fall apart, but it stumbles in a couple of spots. So it's still, I really like the album, even the back half of it, but just coming off of Malkuth Grimoire, where I feel like all of the flaws are so minor that it's really easy to overlook everything, and then hitting Liquid Anatomy, where it's good, but there's still a couple of glaring flaws, was just kind of disappointing.
Yeah, so what was the story with him not recording as much? Is he just stepping back from them, or too busy, or?
No, it was he's still involved. He did a bunch of solos and stuff on the album still.
Yeah, I was gonna say the solo on this track is super slick. It's absurdly stylish. It comes and goes. It's not one continuous solo, but yeah, that was the standout point for me. I'm like, holy shit, this is just ultimate elegance and
He recorded on it, and he did write solos for it, but he is there's a power metal band that he plays for, actually, Into Eternity.
Okay.
And they as I understand it, while Alkaloid was doing all the writing for Liquid Anatomy, he was doing writing for Into Eternity at the time. So it was just I guess he was too busy with Into Eternity.
He's only got so many fingers, so
And he can't use one of them. So
You can read about that in was it Randall Thor's interview?
Yeah.
I'll link that if I can in the page, so you guys can check back a couple of years ago. That was a really good interview.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the title track from Liquid Anatomy. It's quite short too. There were a fair few long songs on Malkuth Grimoire.
Yeah,
they were in stages, weren't they? They were like part one, part two, Dyson Sphere, and
yeah, the Dyson Sphere thing. Like each individual chunk was only a couple of minutes, but the whole thing together is like 12-13-ish.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so they put it in like a movement kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that on this album? Is it conceptually as focused as Malkuth Grimoire?
There's nothing quite like that. The closing track, the Rise of the Cephalopods or whatever, similar to Dyson Sphere in that it comes in movements. But this one, they just did one like 15 and a half minute song instead of splitting it up into different tracks.
Okay. So yeah, they just, they went all out on that. What is it? It's about space octopuses or something, or cuttlefish, cosmic cuttlefish.
Actually, just regular cuttlefish. As I understand, the Morian, the guy who wrote the lyrics for this one, is just kind of fascinated with the intelligence of octopuses and squids and stuff. And so, this takes place on an Earth after humanity is gone, and cephalopods are the next major intelligence to rise up.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
People keep going back to the well of Lovecraft and his, you know, octopus-faced demons and such. You don't really need to, because if you look at even just the Wikipedia page for, like, cuttlefish or octopus, you'll see some, like, insane stuff that still is, like, comparable to, like, what you see in the best sci-fi movies. So, yeah, that's a good... there needs to be more space fusion with or technical fusion with cephalopods,
yeah,
and other,
no doubt,
and other weird ass sea creatures.
Yes.
So this I kept wanting to say that the vocals sounded like someone very familiar, but I couldn't put my finger. I started out thinking Devin Townsend, but I know that's wrong. But my mind kept going back to it, and I'm like trying to piece together like who the vocals sounded like to me. But it's they're pretty much all clean vocals on this track.
Yeah.
I listened to it last night, so my memory's not too fresh. I just finished work for the week, so.
I gotcha. yep.
But there's obviously, growled vocals on other tracks on the album.
Yeah, there's a little bit on this one too.
Yeah. So, I'll let you call it in. This is your list.
Yeah. So this this is title track from Liquid Anatomy by Alkaloid. And it's probably my favorite prog song of the year.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was Liquid Anatomy from Alkaloid. Next up, you've chosen something that threw me a bit because I've seen this name around a lot. And I always thought Rollo Tomassi was a... I just assumed... I think I'd seen our Finnish bear post a few times. And I just, for some reason, clicked in my mind that he was a singer-songwriter from, like, Finland who was, like, you know, who did melancholy stuff. You know, he was just, like, a solo acoustic type dude. And I just, like, never really clicked on it and never bothered. But I was pleasantly wrong as hell because...
Yeah, this is a pretty far cry from that sort of thing. Yeah. So, let's see, which one? Rituals? Is that the song we got for this one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I think the best way to experience Rollo Tomassi as a band is to actually go to this album, Time Will Die and Love Will Bury It, and start on the track before Rituals, and then just listen to both of them all the way through. Because... there's like two very different sides to the band. Okay. You've got like this sort of dreamy pop rock kind of sound. And then just this ridiculous proggy hardcore kind of thing.
Okay. So if I heard the other track, I might have not thought I was so far off with my like preconceived assumption of what Rollo Tomassi was going to sound like.
Maybe like it's
I'm gonna go back now.
It's kind of happy.
Okay.
I don't know, there's you'll get whiplash between the two. It's quite something.
It's obviously a deliberate attempt. Like, so this came out fairly early in the year, right?
Yeah this was start of March.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd pictured like an even paler like Ed Sheeran or something, so I'd completely avoided it. Like, he's some Finnish dude who sits in a sauna, and, you know, Rollo Tomassi, he plays his acoustic ballads and speaks in Finnish, and, you know, that's not for me. I don't need that, but I definitely need this because that track was cool. There was a lot of different stuff all sort of merged together, but it sounded like a whole. It wasn't like just a hodgepodge of junk. So, how long have you been a fan of Rollo? I keep thinking there's a chocolate here called Rollo. I don't know if you've got it over there. Every time I see it, it's like, I just think of those little chocolate caramel things.
Yeah, we got those over here too.
Yeah.
I think somebody might have written about them once on the blog, like a couple years back.
Okay.
I think their last one came out 2014 or 2015. But I had completely forgotten about them until I saw them on a list for Toilet Tuesday and listened to it and was like, oh shit, this is awesome. So I just went back and blew through their entire discography, and it's great.
That's one of the few rewards you get for tirelessly compiling those weekly lists, is you get your gem that you would have otherwise just completely ignored because you're an idiot like me.
Yeah. Well, it also leads to a Bandcamp wish list that's 2,400 items long. And it's just, you know, I keep listening to good stuff, things that sound not terrible by comparison to everything else coming out that week, and putting it on the list and being like, I'll come back to this, and then I never do.
Yeah.
And
you just add 10 more the next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
But every now and then there's a Rollo Tomassi in there, and it makes it worth it.
So this track is called Rituals. What's the album called?
Time Will Die and Love Will Bury It.
Okay, so that was Rituals from Rollo Tomasi. And next up, we've got another surprise, I would call it, for me anyway. Like, knowing that Spears our tech death dude, I was like, okay, Moonshield, this doesn't sound very techy. What's going on here? And I'm like, oh no, he does like, I know you like your melodic sort of power metal and mm-hmm. some folky sort of stuff, and this kind of fits that mold quite well.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. I really do like power metal a lot, and I feel like it's been kind of lacking the past year or two. There's been a couple of good ones this year. Immortal Guardian had a really good one. Frozen Crown put one out earlier this year that I was pretty into. But I think my favorite one ended up coming from a hardcore band, which is super weird. Moonshield is like power core, I guess.
Yeah, my first thought was like, when's he gonna start singing? Like, not, you know, when's he gonna start actually singing and not doing like, it sounded like what I would expect from a, you know, a modern sort of punk that you'd hear on the radio. And I was like, this really fucking works for me. Like, if he's gonna keep doing this, and you know, it makes for a nice contrast to what I would usually expect from the sort of, you know, happy-go-lucky, melodic, not medieval, but that kind of folky melodies. Yeah, yeah,
like high fantasy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I think this could, like, really have some success in converting, like, some stubborn people like me who find the typical power metal sort of stuff a bit too corny. If there was more of this sort of stuff getting around, I could see it becoming, like, yeah, I'm on board for this, so...
Yeah, well, if Moonshield keep getting bigger, then, well, maybe we'll see more power hardcore.
Is that,
because that'd be awesome.
What's the cover art? Is that a, is it, it's not Lord of the Rings, is it? That's like a,
no, I think that's all the characters in the album.
Oh, okay, because one of them, I thought, in when it was in thumbnail, I thought, oh, that's Link, and then I like clicked on it, it's like, oh no, it's a chick with a bow and arrow, and then there's like a Gandalf-y type dude at the back, but then there's like a warrior-looking dude at the front. So what? This is their personas or something? Or
I don't know if it's their personas, but just looking over the lyrics and stuff, pretty sure this is like a concept album.
Yep. Okay.
And so all the characters on the cover are just the characters in the story.
Yep.
Yeah, because we got the wizard and the berserker and the archer and the death cleric.
I see now.
So yeah,
I see that the track list.
Yep.
Get it.
Also, there's some sweet 8-bit stuff in here too.
Okay, yeah, like chiptune.
Yep.
Yeah, that totally would work. So this is a new band. Is this their first album?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Yeah, I'd not heard of them before, and that surprises me because I know a lot of people that would really, really like be on board for this and posting it flat out. Not to name any names, but yeah. You all know who you are.
Yep. Yeah, I think I just randomly came across them on Heavy Blog Is Heavy, I want to say. Posted about them.
Yeah. It's name your price too, so you've got nothing to lose by picking this one up. What's the track we've got today? The Death Cleric? Is that one
the
of
Death
the
Death Cleric, yeah.
Is that the dude in the middle at the back? Maybe it's not one of them.
I think it's the chick on the left.
Yeah, that would make sense, yeah. I will put the cover art up on. I'll do one of those little graphic pieces of shit that I do so people can see it, because it definitely, you know what you're going to get, except for the vocals. That was definitely the surprise for me. But so we're going to play The Death Cleric by Moonshield. We'll be right back. Right, so that was the Death Cleric from Moonshield. The next track, we need a warning because it goes hard. This one is one that I'm definitely going to pick up. It's from a band called Yashira.
Yashira.
Yeah. Is this another Toilet Tuesday one that you've come across?
Yeah. I forget when this one came out. It was a while ago, but it's keeps popping up in my rotation fairly regularly, and it's been super good every time I hear it. Like, I forget about them, and then it shows up, and it's like, oh, this is awesome. I should get it. And I still haven't. But just sort of sludgy, proggy kind of, I don't know. Like a lot of prog.
The closest thing I could think of listening to the track that we're going to play, it's called Redact or The Flood. Reminded me of like a more streamlined, like Turbid North, or even... there was an album last year that me and... I won't say his name. Walk and Stick got into. From a band called Low. They're a Sydney band. And maybe I need to scream it because it has an exclamation point after it. So, but anyway... Yeah, Low or Turbid North, it's like you said, it's got that mix of like sludgy stuff, sort of hardcore, bit of everything really that's on that spectrum. I'm gonna buy this one, I think. Is it on Bandcamp? I think I watched it on YouTube, not Bandcamp.
Yeah. It's $8 US on Bandcamp.
Okay. Sold. So you said you came across this on Toilet Tuesday, and where are they from? They sound like they're from that Midwest sound. Like it's not metalcore. I think people dissociate metalcore with like all the negative tropes, but it's you know a good mix of what you'd expect from a band that said they played hardcore and metal. You know, like there's no
yeah. These guys are from New Jersey.
Yep. Okay.
But they do. Yeah. Well, now that you mention it, they actually do sound a bit like a couple of the similar types of bands that we've got around here. Northless comes to mind.
Okay. Yeah.
There was something that we had on the best unsigned bands per state. The Wisconsin winner sounds a little bit like a lighter version of this too. I can kind of hear that. It's sort of Midwest, everything sucks and is dirty and cold kind of sound.
Not Arctic Sleep.
Was it Arctic Sleep? Might have been Arctic Sleep.
I think they came second or something. They made it quite far. Honestly, I can't remember most of that comp. That was such a shit.
Okay, it was. Yeah.
It was Arctic.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, Wisconsin one. Yep.
Yeah. They're quite arty. These guys would definitely get a good pit going if they were playing live, I think. This one's out on Good Fight Records too. So that's like a label known for their hardcore, isn't it?
Honestly have no idea.
I'm not a straight edge, so I don't know. Actually, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. This isn't really my normal style of music.
It's another curveball.
Yeah, it's I don't listen to really a whole lot of this sort of thing, but whenever it's good, I find myself really enjoying it. And I mean, Yashir is really really good. So
yeah, so if you like Turbid North, definitely check this out. They're probably a bit more direct, a bit more straight to the point, but they still have all the elements that you'd enjoy from Turbid North, who have kind of gone quiet, I think. I don't know whether they've broken up or what, but yeah, if you're looking for something that'll fill that void, this will definitely do it.
No!
Okay. So next we've got some falsetto core, I'm going to call it. Is that what you would have called it in This Toilet Tuesday?
I think I probably just would have called this like heavy metal or something.
Yeah. Your genre tags are definitely the highlight of the week. You scan through and you see there's like five that are just like, what's that genre? Hold on. And then like you listen to it and go, oh yeah, I see what he's talking about here.
Yeah, well, putting those stupid lists together, that is one of the few things that actually brings me joy. So,
yeah, it's awesome. So this one, they're called Weapon Lord and the track's called Witch Hunt. And when I did a search for it, it came up and said, I think this song's been a demo for a while, or they've like re-released parts of it or something. Because I got like four search results for it, and I was like, these can't all be different.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they did have the EP a couple years ago that this was on, and then they did a new updated version of it for the LP here.
The solos were fucking awesome. I really liked that. Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing their stage attire. I was going to say like their solos are about as tight as I'm imagining their jeans and, you know, leather jackets are, because that's the kind of sound.
Yep.
So you
need super tight jeans to hit those high notes.
Yeah.
Because I did get the EP, like they really tightened up over the past couple of years, which is saying something because they were pretty tight to begin with. But yeah, the riffs are all super good. The solos are sweet. The vocals are exactly the right kind of cheesy that you want from this kind of metal. It's just like everything that can be done right with like speed metal and heavy metal and stuff is done so on this one.
Yeah, there's a huge improvement, like production-wise, I noticed between the first one I clicked that was said it was 2016 or something, and then I'm like, no, this is the wrong track. Clicked the 2018 one, I was like, oh yeah, see, it is the same track, but definitely a few levels above in terms of sound.
For sure.
So this one, I don't have the date when it came out, but
this was also back in March.
Yeah, so you've had a few. Your sounds like your list is similar to mine, where you're going to have a few maybe earlier in the year releases just holding on still.
Maybe. I don't know. I've got so many things I want to put on this list. I'm going to probably end up having to slap some kind of arbitrary restriction on it just to help narrow it down.
You need a random number generator to just do the work for you.
I think I might just only do albums with black and white covers.
Oh, interesting.
No reason. Just help narrow it down.
I think there was it might have been 2015. I could have done a list purely of bands that started with S or something weird like that. And I'm like, I should just do that, hey, because that's going to make it a lot easier. At least then I've only got 11 to pick 10 from, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
And I still would have been happy with that list. If you can find some sort of arbitrary descriptor that fits all of the bands, you're like, okay, I'll make the rules.
yeah.
So this is Witch Hunt from Weapon Lord.
Run through the forest, I hear there's a sea falling low.
Okay, so that was Witch Hunt from Weapon Lord, and next up we've got Demolish Core, basically.
Yep.
Massive Nespith worship. Nespith.
Most definitely.
Nespith. I don't know how people say that.
I don't know.
Yeah. So this was another surprise from earlier in the year. This is the one that I'd actually heard beforehand, so that's, I actually forgot to put it on my list because, yeah, I'd already heard it, and it rules, so I can co-sign this one 100%.
Yeah.
I think W wrote about this earlier in the year.
Yeah, I believe so. And, well, honestly, looking at all the Bandcamp purchases, I think probably everybody's heard this one already.
Yeah, it blew up but, really quick.
Yeah, it's because it's awesome. So Demi-Lich, I think, is probably my favorite old-school death metal band, you know, despite just it being the one album in the demo.
Yep.
Just that sound is so unique and weird, and like all of these other bands that have been springing up recently doing kind of the same sound all have their own different take on it. So every time one of these albums come out, I can get excited about it again because none of them sound like each other.
Yeah.
Like just close enough that the style, that core style is there. So like you've got this and let's see, Cosmic Atrophy as a thing. Should be, well, it's going to be out by the time anybody hears this.
Yeah, it'll be out.
And then, let's see, who else? Replicant had one earlier this year.
Yep.
And Outer Heaven had another one that was fairly similar. But, yeah, all of them, like, have that tinge of Demi-Lich kind of bass sound on it, but they all go in completely different directions. And, yeah, X-Limiter is, just came out of fucking nowhere, and it's, yeah, that was an early... I don't know.
I think this one I actually prefer over... I know it's like heresy or whatever for people, but I think I prefer this to Demi-Lich because I can get down with the vocals a bit more. I've written about it multiple times and people are going to hear me say it one more time, but I think the anti-toilet vocals just don't work for me. They're comical. I love the music and it's just like I'd kill for an instrumental version, but this takes the riffs but doesn't have, they're still out there vocals, but they're not to the point where it's like I'm holding back laughter because
but that's why you like the vocals on Demi-Lich. I don't know.
Yeah. I like them in the fact that they're singular and they make me laugh, but like, yeah, I mean, it's better than having just some monotone boring growl, I guess. And but yeah, so this one, it's kind of not mystery, but it's like the dude who composed this. This was made a few years ago or something, right? And was this that album?
Maybe. I don't know. I know basically nothing about the band.
We got sent this, or Wes got notified about this, and then found out that it was like, it might have been written by one or two people, and then they asked for their names to be removed or redacted, and then on their Bandcamp page it says Antarctica, so it's like they're kind of deliberately trying to be mysterious, I guess, or whether they're just, you know, they don't want to be known, which is fair enough, because metal fans are fucking weirdos. I wouldn't want to know any of them, to be honest. I wouldn't want to know me. But
yeah, this is true. Everybody stay in your houses. Don't talk to each other.
Yeah. Let's get on with this stuff in private, please.
Yes.
So they've gone the same route as Demi-Lich as well and had like ridiculously long song names.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called They're Building an Infinite Tower to His Finite Glory. There's another one there called Hierophantasma's Untruthful Smolder, in brackets, of a Never Known Rhythm and Flame. Like... that's, yeah, it's absurd.
I don't know what any of this means, but I love it.
It sounds like the unwritten Game of Thrones fanfic or something. Like, I've never read any of that stuff, but if you told me that was one of the titles, yeah, I'd 100% believe it.
I'd believe it. Yeah,
that's the last chapter, isn't it? Yeah, I know that one. Yeah.
Oh yeah, big fan.
this is another one that's Name Your Price. So. The mysterious person obviously doesn't want money either. He doesn't want to be tracked in any way, so you can pick this one up for free, and it's definitely worth it. because it's a real oddity that you don't come across as often as people like to make out. You know, what was it, 1993 or whatever, when Nesbitt came out. So it's, you know, you get the odd imitator or, you know, worship act coming through, but they never satisfy the metal nerds quite like this one. There's always someone who's willing to say, oh yeah, this sounds like Demolish, but then 10 people to jump on them and say, oh, but it's not quite as this, it's more like that, and you know people argue about that stuff for ad infinitum. But this is this one is truly singular, and you're crazy to not go pick it up. Just gone to the page. He's even written like a story about, I don't know what it's about really.
I don't know either.
It's about dying by the sounds of it, parasites and
barbs and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought Alien Covenant the other day, much to my, like, a lot of people telling me not to do it, but I'm like, I'm a completist now, and I've gone through and bought all the other ones, so I'll probably watch that tonight. Just reading that is like, okay, yeah, I might watch that tonight. It just reminded me, it's sitting there wrapped. Kit will probably laugh
at that. Yeah, Covenant. Yeah. I don't know. If you can switch your brain off for it, it's not going to be terrible, but...
Oh, switching my brain off, there's no trouble there. I'm over 30. My brain is, like...
It's just done.
It's in idle most of the time now, so it might be the perfect movie for me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Friday night as well, yeah. My brain is clocked the fuck off.
Oh, my God, Cat. I don't know if you can hear him, but he's sitting at the top of the basement stairs just yelling at me.
So, any last meows? Huh? No? Then I'll see you in a few days. You're kind of small, aren't you? Well, at least you won't claw so much going down. Don't look at me like that. Oh, no. Oh. What's wrong with me? Maybe you have an ugly brother or sister in that box. Yeah. Now you're ugly enough to eat. What cats?